This article will answer some of your questions about the technical side of how whole cell batteries work to power the devices in your life. You live dependent on many things that draw on battery power. These range from music players and computers to hearing aids and heart monitors, from entertainment and pleasure to sustainment of life itself. Batteries work to give you the useful and necessary power to which you have grown accustomed, and from which you benefit from nearly every waking moment. An understanding of whole cell batteries begins with a lesson on electricity. Electricity is conducted in a great many familiar substances. That's why you shouldn't swim in a lightning storm, or why you occasionally deliver a surprising shock to a friend, sometimes occasionally on purpose. The conveyance of electricity is normally through conductive paths that run the length of nearly every major highway in the world, namely power lines. Those power lines direct the flow of electrons through circuits just like water moving in a stream. Batteries work by being connected to a circuit of some kind, which then opens a channel through which the electricity can begin to flow following an electrochemical reaction. That reaction, in essence, creates electrical energy. This concept has remained fundamentally in place since its first conception, although the current batteries benefit from a level of technological advancement that was unheard of by the early pioneers in battery technology. The battery generally consists of two terminals, which if you don't recognize by name, you'll certainly recognize by appearance. The terminals of a battery are marked with two symbols, either a plus sign for the positive end, and a minus sign for the negative end. Batteries exist for connection, and with any connection will generate a charge from point A to point B. The connection point or device for a battery, through which the charge is directed, is called the load. That can be anything requiring an electrical charge, such as a light fixture and bulb, or a cell phone whose components call for that same charge in order to generate the power to function properly. Inside the battery are its respective cathode and anode. The cathode is for the positive end, the anode is the negative, and these electrodes comprise the portions of the battery where the important reaction occurs that produces the charge. An electrolyte facilitates the flow of the charge between these two regions, which is conducted by means of a collector beyond the battery and into the load where the power is used to power some device or object. By way of illustration, imagine a large cart or wagon hooked up to a horse. If the wagon were large enough and heavy enough, a single horse would struggle or be unable to move the load. In such circumstances, additional horses would be harnessed to the load in order to generate sufficient strength together to make it move as desired. There are often multiple whole cell batteries required for one device or load. That is because the charge required for the device exceeds the amount that can be generated by fewer cells. The grouping of multiple cells in a single device's battery compartment, known as a serial arrangement, works to increase that voltage produced by the battery. With the right battery muscle, these technical horses power all the important details of your world.